No. Okay, so what was going on at that time that cost you $6,000 or $7,000? What was going on? In your words, what happened at Mike's that caused this? What happened?
Well, they came down there and they put all kinds of junk in my head, and he says, I'm willing to spend $20,000 to put you back in your home. And it was all a bunch of, that was all a crock, that was all bullshit.
Okay, now, when you met Andy at the farm, what happened there? What was going on there?
At the farm, I shouldn't have never went there. That's for them, sure.
And then what? What else you got to say?
Well, I'm from the...
Never mind the excuses. We don't need excuses. Explain what happened, so bring us up to date here. What happened at the farm?
Well, he came down with Jameson, which I shouldn't have talked to him.
Jameson's a psychiatrist, right? Mental health. So is Andy acting in good faith when you see him with a psychiatrist? Is Andy acting in good faith? Meaning, does he really want to negotiate with you when he's got a psychiatrist in his van, in his truck?
No, that...
So wasn't that a clue to get the heck out of there?
Yes.
So why did you even talk to Jameson? It's not the court asking you to talk to Jameson, it's Andy setting you up. Why did you go along with the bullshit? How old are you? How old are you?
I should be old enough to know better.
Well, why don't you know better?
Why
don't you see...
I'm not used to stuff like that, too.
Would you rather be dead in a pine box like Mom? Mom wasn't used to shit like that either. You've been warned. Mom wasn't warned. You've been warned over and over.
Well, that won't happen again. I got to make sure of that.
So, you didn't... So, when you went to Mike's... Okay. So, Jameson interviewed you on the farm. Fair enough, right? That's what you said. And Jameson said that there was nothing wrong with you. Is that true, yes or no?
He said that you could look after your own affair. He said you're able to look after your own affair. You don't need anybody else to look after your affair.
And did he say that in front of Andy, or?
Well, Andy was further down, but he heard it, I'm sure.
So Andy was standing in the background while Jameson was questioning you, is that fair?
That's right.
So at this meeting, who was there again at this meeting?
Yeah.
That was a question. Who was there at the meeting? Who was there at the meeting on the farm? Who was at the farm? Who was at the meeting?
Well, there was NG and Roland and Mike and Jameson and myself.
So who got there first? You and Mike? Who got there first? You and Mike?
Yeah.
And then who arrived after?
Yeah, well, all at the same time, pretty well.
So they might have been waiting together. I thought you said Angie showed up later, no?
No.
She was in she was driving her white.
I think I'm not sure if it's Angie that brought Jameson or not. I'm not sure. Angie. I don't know why Angie was there. She didn't say nothing anyway.
She was in her white truck.
Why?
She was in her white truck.
Yeah.
Andy was in his white truck.
Yeah.
Where was Jameson?
With Andy.
In his white truck. So he came with Andy.
Yeah.
Roland came with what?
Well, he came with Andy.
Did he drive himself there or what?
Yeah, I drove himself with his truck.
So why was he there? Why was Roland there? Roland Bouchard, why was he there?
No, that's a good question.
Did he talk to you?
He didn't talk to me. He talked to everybody else. Not personally, not alone.
So why do you think Roland was there?
That's another question.
Is it the idea to gang up on you? Is that maybe part of it?
Well, as a witness for them, I suppose, I don't know.
Possibly.
No.
But it's to gang up on you so that there's more of them than there is on you, right?
I was alone there.
So why didn't, when you saw Jameson, why didn't you tell Winston, who invited him in, you were in Mike's truck, right? And you saw Jameson, right?
Yeah.
So who invited Andy and Jameson into Mike's truck? How did they end up in your truck, in Mike's truck?
Well, it was raining and we were talking to the so he says, well, let's get in the truck.
Who said that?
Yeah, somebody did, I don't know, someone.
Was Andy standing outside the truck?
No, he was just sitting in the back.
No, but before that, were they standing outside?
Before the truck, yeah.
So who asked them to come over? Mike invite them in his truck?
Probably, I'm not sure now.
Okay, you saw Andy and you saw Jameson. Why didn't you tell Mike to get the heck out of there?
Yeah, that's the mistake I made.
So, after this meeting, you guys went to the shed, right?
Yes.
And Mike, Jameson interviewed you in there. So,
yes.
Who decided, whose idea was to go for Chinese food in Portage?
I'm not sure. Andy, I suppose, I mean, a lot of time I couldn't understand what they were talking. They were talking low, so I couldn't understand.
They did that deliberately, right?
Well.
So how did Jameson go back home?
I think it's Angie that brought him back home.
And you guys went to Port. How come she didn't go for supper? She didn't go with you guys, no?
The Jameson?
No. Yeah, Jameson and Angie, they didn't go for supper with you guys?
No.
So who was at the supper?
Well, there was only Mike and Mike. And myself. That's it.
And Andy, right?
Yeah.
So you guys had supper and they were sitting beside each other, Mike and Andy, or what?
Yeah.
Why did Mike agree to go to supper with Andy? Did Mike know that this was a psychiatrist?
Oh yeah, I knew.
Well, how did Mike know?
Well, he must have known. I mean, I don't know. I didn't.
Well, he's supposed to be protecting you. Why is he letting somebody question you?
Yeah, that's it. He turns around like a...
If he's supposed to be the hero protecting you, what the heck is he allowing?
Then he turns around the other way. So he's a two-face.
Well, we know he's two-face. But why did you guys agree to go to Portage for supper? With Andy, of all people, when you're going to be in court 2 days later. This was Monday. You were scheduled for court to get your house back on Wednesday. So why did you guys go to Portage? Who was doing all the talking at supper?
You didn't do too much about talking. They went to... They made sure that I... When they were talking, that I didn't understand what they were saying. So I'm not sure what they were saying.
So you guys went back, whose truck did you go in? Did Mike drive to Portage?
Yeah.
So Andy jumped in Mike's truck and you guys went in Mike's truck?
I think Andy left his truck in Eli.
So you went with Mike?
Yeah.
So Mike was sitting up front with Andy, or were you sitting up front?
No, I was sitting in the back.
So they take over and they shove you in the back?
Well...
So what did they discuss in Portage at dinner?
Well, I didn't understand what they said over there.
So you weren't included in the conversations?
No.
All right, then you went back to Terramont to pick up the truck? Where was Andy's truck? On the farm or Terramont?
It was at Terramont or Eshawa, I forgot now.
So
Terramont, the gates are closed at night, so
it
had to be Terramont.
It had to be Eshawa, you mean?
Claremont, they closed the gate. You can't get in at night, but the SO next to this, it's all wide open.
Yeah, okay. So then you guys went to Mike, back to Mike's house?
Well, they all took off, they went each their way, and Andy went back home, and we went.
Andy went home? After he picked up his truck, he went home?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure now. I think that was it. And I was played out, so I went to bed.
So you went back to Mike's and you went to bed?
Yeah.
Did Andy not show up at Mike's?
I know it. He stayed up later one night, but I don't think it was that same night. I'm not sure.
That's important.
It's like a...
Well, you better start remembering. The judge wants to know what went on. If you can't tell him what went on, you're not going to get your home back. You better remember what was going on. So you went back to Mike's, then what happened? Did Andy show up or what? What happened?
I'm not sure yet. I went to bed. I was played out on all that bullshit on afternoon and evening. So you can only take so much, huh?
Yeah, but were you there with Mike alone, or was Andy there, or was Roland there, or who was there?
Back on the farm?
Yeah, back at Mike's. Who was there?
Oh, no, they went home. Roland went home and...
But Roland didn't go for supper, no?
No.
Okay, so it was the three of you. And then after...
Yeah.
Who went back to Mike's?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so the next day, what'd you guys do? What did you do the next day?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, where did you go?
Well, I was played out, so I said I went to bed.
No, the next day when you got up, what did you do?
That's the next day that I went to Portugal. Oh, it's a bunch of wolves there.
Didn't you go to Winston the next day? The next morning, weren't you at Winston's?
We didn't go to Winston the next day.
Oh, yes, you did. You were going to accept... Wasn't Andy making a proposition to you? Wasn't he offering you something? Wasn't Andy offering you something the next day?
No.
What do you mean, no? Why were you back at Winston's the next morning without an appointment? The three of you, why were you back at Winston's the next day? I thought you said there was a case of beer there the next morning. At Mike's.
Two cases of beer.
Two cases of beer. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, how come you remember two cases of beer? Why do you remember that?
Well, because of the person I had to step over to walk out.
What, does Mike drink beer usually?
What?
Does Mike drink beer?
Well, somebody gave him some, yeah.
Who gave him the beer?
Well, it must have been Andy, it's not Mike for sure.
Why do you say it's not Mike?
Well, yeah.
So you went to Winston's with Mike, right? Mike and Andy, you went with them, right?
The next day?
Yeah. You went to Winston's office. Wasn't Andy going to offer you something? What was he going to offer you?
That's not the time that he offered me something.
Didn't he offer to buy you a house in Eli? You can't go on the stand if you don't remember anything, Dad. Didn't he offer you to buy you a house?
Well, yeah, that was before.
When before?
Well, a few days before.
How could it be a few days before? This is Tuesday. Monday night you met with him. How could it be a few days before? First time you see him in 6 months is at on the farm when he's got a psychiatrist there. Then you guys go for Chinese supper and the next day he's offering you up to buy you a house. Isn't that true? Well, when did he offer to buy you a house?
That was before Daddy offered me to buy a house.
When?
Oh, quite a few days before.
Quite a few days before?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, it wasn't that night or that morning.
Why were you at the lawyer's then? Why were you at Winston's?
I didn't agree that I knew that was, but Marcel told me when we went there, I only went there with Mike, that was before.
How could you go with Mike?
He said, let's go and have a look at that house, and he said that we buy a house, and Marcel said, don't buy it. And he said, I'd like to see the son of a moose that you're going to get, that would get me out of my home. So that was before, that was before.
Before, well, you weren't even talking to Annie, so how could that be before? How could that be before if you hadn't even talked to Andy? Up until Monday night, you hadn't talked to Andy in about 6 months, minimum. You left Winnipeg in February. And you came to BC, drove you back May 29th, and you stayed at Mike's. First time you saw Andy, wasn't his first appearance in court, was when you met him on the farm. So you don't remember him offering you. What do you remember him saying about why couldn't you go back to your house?
He didn't say anything about that.
Didn't he say the well didn't work and the septic wasn't good? Do you remember going to Greenberg in Portage?
Yes.
When did
that was against my will.
Nothing is against your will, Dad. You either go or you
so
don't.
I never went there.
So what happened at Greenberg? Who went to Greenberg's?
With Mike.
Was Andy there?
No, he was outside.
Outside or in the reception area? Where?
No, outside in his truck.
So he waited outside in the truck. You and Mike went into the to Greenberg?
No.
What happened there?
And Mike started talking, and I could tell that Greenberg didn't want to have nothing to do with Mike, I don't think, or right? So he said, I don't think you better talk to your lawyer. I mean, and I didn't stay there 5 minutes. Said, you talk to your lawyer.
Mike
didn't want to get involved into somebody else's lawyer.
What did Mike say to Greenberg?
Oh, didn't say much.
What did he want? Why were you there?
But he wanted me to change the power attorney to him. And
to Mike?
Yeah.
That's what Mike told Greenberg?
Something like that, I'm not sure.
Did Greenberg talk to you alone?
No.
Did he ask Mike to leave the room?
No.
So he talked to both of you together?
No. And he says, sorry, Mr. Richard, you talked to your lawyer and okay, thank you very much, and I left.
Did he ask you who your lawyer was?
Winston, I think, well, he knew, I think he knew, or, well, I forgot what he said, but he says, you have a lawyer? I says, yeah. Well, he says, Mr. Bouchard, you better go back to your lawyer. So we just took off and
did he ask you who your lawyer was?
Maybe he did, I'm not sure. Anyways,
so what did Andy say when you guys came out without changing the power of attorney? What did Andy say?
I didn't talk to him.
Mike talked to Andy?
Yeah.
Obviously, right? So when did Mike get a... You're in Portage. So when did Mike get the phone? When did Andy give Mike a phone? You were supposed to get your phone programmed or looked at, right? There was nothing wrong with it. So when did Mike get a phone?
Well, that was a couple of days before.
So Andy gave Mike a phone?
Yes.
To use for the time being?
Yes. Mike never had a satellite before.
So did Mike have to give... Oh, you don't know. He still had the cell phone when you were there, right?
Yeah.
So Andy was calling Mike all the time on the cell phone?
Well, not in front of me.
Oh, okay. So then, what happened after that? You went to Claire's when?
When what?
When did you go to Claire's?
That was on a Sunday or that I went to Claire. I think of Saturday and Sunday.
You went there Friday night. You went there Friday night. You don't remember going to Claire's? What did you do at Claire's?
Well, I helped her with the lawn and she then had a little sulfur. I jumped on a little tractor, riding tractor, John Deere, big John Deere, and I mowed the grass and I kept busy and she brought me food and she had an old saw for chopping some of the plants that were too low. I said, well, let's go and get one. So I went and bought her a little saw and so I was trimming it and she was helping me. I was cutting and she was hauling them and burning them. And we kept busy. And she never mentioned anything.
Did she talk to you about anything?
What?
Did she talk to you about anything?
Nothing, no, on the farm.
Did she talk to you about anything going on with mites or anything? She didn't say anything to you about anything?
I didn't say nothing.
Did she talk about me?
Eh?
Did she talk about me?
No.
She didn't say anything about me?
No.
So when did you go back to Mike's? Did you go to Linda's?
I walked in and... I dropped in there, Claire dropped me off there.
At Linda's? Where she picked up?
No, I didn't have my own, no. I was in the... And Bob says, you're not welcome in my home. But I was outside when he said that. I didn't answer. I said, I wasn't going to start an argument.
So you just went in the house?
Pardon?
You just went into the house? Did you go past Bob and go into the house?
No, Bob was, I don't know, sleeping or watching TV or something. And I walked in and started talking to Linda, and then I think I was going outside for something, and Bob showed up. He said, you're not welcome in my home. So I didn't go in. I said, he's not welcome, I'm not welcome. I didn't. Bob's a funny guy.
That's an understatement, but okay.
What?
So Bob said you were not welcome in his home.
That's right.
Okay, what did Linda say when you were there?
Pardon?
What did Linda say when you were there?
She didn't say anything.
Did she say, don't talk to Marlene? Linda must have said something. What did Linda say? What did Linda say?
I forgot. I didn't say much to Linda.
Well, what did you do at Linda's? Why did you stop in at Linda's? To pick her up or what?
I don't know why I stopped there. Well, Claire took me back to her.
Okay, why? Were you having a meal there at Linda's or what?
Oh, no, no.
What was going on? Where were you going? Where were you going?
Well, I was on my way back to my crib.
So where'd you guys have supper?
Well, then we... That was a Sunday night, wasn't it?
I'm asking you.
Yeah. Then we went to Chinese food and at the Walk House.
At the Walk House?
Yeah.
Where's that, Portage?
No, that's on West End over there.
All right. Who
right
was...
close to Madeline now.
Okay, so who was... is that the same place you and I had supper?
Pardon?
Is that the same place you and I had supper there?
Well.
Oh, okay, I know where that is. Okay.
Not well, it's right walking distance from Madeline.
From the Shoppers Drug Mart there. Okay. Mm. So who went for supper there?
Claire and Linda and Andy.
What about Mike? Was Mike there?
I think he was, I'm not sure.
You don't remember what was going on, what they were talking about?
They didn't say much there at the table, they just had to fight together and...
Did Linda say anything to you or Claire? Huh? Did Linda or Claire or Andy say anything to you there?
Well, Linda said, Dad, look at all the trouble you put us through. Well, all the trouble they put us through. So I didn't answer or not, I thought, trouble. They're the one that put me in that trouble.
That's right. So she was giving you heck?
I wasn't going to start in a big argument in the restaurant, then. So I didn't say anything on that.
Why did she say that? Look at how much trouble you put us through. What does that mean? What did she mean by that?
But she had trouble with Robert before that, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
So she put Robert in trouble too?
That was the next year. Wasn't at that time. So tell me, what do you think of these children? Are they nice children?
No, not for doing what they did.
So.
Well, before they were okay. I mean, when I moved to St. Stash, well, this hospital, I never went there. And the last place I should have went was that night. But when I moved back to Ely, they helped me. And Claire brought me a chair that I used to put in the tub and for soaking your feet, a brand new one, a chair that you sit in the tub. So I gave it back to her. I said, I don't think I need it then. So she took it back. She got it from Toulon, the senior citizen there. She was working at that, the seniors there for a while.
Where does she work now?
What?
Where does Claire work now? Where does Claire work now?
Well, she's working for a metal business thing.
Oh, they make what? Brackets or something? Or shelving?
Shelving.
Is that right in Toulon?
Yeah.
And they make shelving for what? Like big stores? Chain stores?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it right in Toulon or what? Do you know where it is?
No.
But that's what she told you, eh? Excuse me.
No, so I got a good job now. I'm busy there. Very busy. Shipping there. Shelving. That's all she said.
Okay. So did Claire give you a hard time? Did
she? No.
At that time,
she nobody gave me a hard time.
Well, Linda said, look at all the trouble you caused us. That's not giving you a hard time? Bob said, don't come into my house. That's not giving you a hard time?
Yeah.
So after
Bob should be thankful. How many trees I gave them. I mean, all the shelter that he got in his yard, I'm the one that supplied him all with all the trees there.
And Linda,
lots of them.
Linda used to go and raid your strawberry patch, right?
Fine.
Linda used to raid your strawberry patch, right?
Well, not really. Don't bring that up.
No, but she got struck.
Well, I told her to come in. When they are take, I had given a patch to your mom. So that's yours, and put the van and go and tell us.
Well, now you go back to 1985.
Okay.
So let's forget that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they were told to help themselves with the strawberries. I mean, I didn't put no law against that.
No, but I'm just saying you're helping them by giving them strawberries and trees, right?
Well, I didn't.
Okay, so how did they help you? What did they do to help you? What did they do to help you?
Well, I was doing my own thing. I didn't need no help.
No, but... Yeah, I know.
I was doing my own. I always did, and I had no problem with that.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, what did they do?
I had everything right in Eli.
What did they do for you, though? What did they do for you? You gave them trees, you gave them strawberries. What did they do for you? Well, what? What did he do for you?
Well, they don't need to do anything for me. I was doing my own thing.
You're their father. Did they do anything nice for you?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. Did you send you on trips? Did they pay for this? Did they buy you that? What did they do anything nice for you? What nice things did you do for you?
Linda always gave me something when I go there.
Like what?
Well, some canned stuff and stuff.
Okay, that's normal, but
yeah.
other than that, did they do anything?
So I'll let her give her access to get to some strawberries, so that's all, that's normal.
Yeah.
So nothing wrong with that.
But did he do anything special for you, any time?
Like special, like what?
Well, obviously you don't know, so they couldn't have done anything because you would remember. Did he put you on a trip? Did he play for an airplane?
I put my own self on a trip if I wanted to, but I didn't go very far.
That
what? I went to winter with the Chewbacca, and that's on my own. They done their own thing and I done my own thing. I was doing my own thing till the last minute.
Why? Okay.
I never asked nobody for it. I've done my own thing.
Yeah, but did he do anything special or nice for you?
Well.
Yes or no? Did he do anything spectacular for you? Anything out of the ordinary? A surprise? Anything? Yes or no?
Well, they had their own kids and I was doing my own thing, so I didn't...
So the answer is no. So the answer is no.
I didn't need nothing from them.
Okay, so the answer is no. They did nothing out of the ordinary for you, right? No trips, no nothing, no nothing. Okay, so you say you won't be stressed if you're living in your own home? What about Andy? Is that an issue for you?
Well, if I'm back in my home, I mean, he has no right to come and bother me. I'll call the cops if you... So, no. If he wants to bother me, he could be charged, that's all. So he'd leave me alone, then there's no problem.
Are you going to stick up for that?
Yeah.
Or the minute he comes around, you're going to start negotiating and talking with him?
No, nobody's going to, that's credential. I could make sure.
You know his type of negotiations, right? You don't get anywhere, right?
No, they won't.
Okay, so you heard what he said. So what do you want here? What do you want?
I'll go back in my home.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay.
So what's go back in your home?
Yes. And pay me for what he owes me.
Okay, so what about the issue of Andy and all his troopers? What are you going to do about that?
Well, no contact.
Okay.
Well, you could put that on, I mean, just with no contact, isn't it? And
don't say